course, they are dramatic. China is the largest exporter worldwide, and they are heaping up enormous amounts of foreign exchange. And, well, now we have a couple of countries which have enormous forex reserves, while other countries are in debt, like the United States. And, of course, this is not something which is sustainable over the longer run.
What are the dangers in concrete terms?
In times of crisis, like today, when we have the former superpower United States falling apart, we are seeing that China, for example, is exerting enormous leverage on the constitution of the global economy. They're exerting leverage which actually is not adequate to their real position.
How could this be changed? When the Americans talk about a more balanced world economy, do they basically mean that the Chinese yuan should be stronger, or do they have other things in mind as well?
That's certainly their most important point. They ask the renminbi to be much stronger, which it should be. If you look at productivity developments in recent years, then the renminbi should be much, much stronger than it is right now.
And do the Chinese policymakers see any merit in addressing the global imbalances?
Well, the global imbalances the Chinese are talking about are hinging on the financial system and on the global currency system. That's where the Chinese would like to talk about. They have their own ideas about a new global currency. They would like to have the US dollar weakened dramatically. They are pushing for the renminbi, which, by the way, is not convertible on the capital account. They want to push the renminbi to become one of the leading international currencies.
So you don't see that the Chinese are ready to make any concessions in this issue?
I don't expect the Chinese to make any concessions in terms of real economy, in terms of the trade balances. How should they? They have a very strong export-oriented economy. They are faring very well. What should they do? Should they ask their industries to stop exporting to the United States?
Well, the Americans are saying that the Chinese might boost their internal consumption.
Oh, and the Chinese will tell them that's exactly what we're doing. We already do have a very, very strong domestic investment. We do have quite strong domestic consumption in urban areas. What was lacking until now was consumer demand in the rural areas. And that's exactly the area where China, for about 9 to 12 months by now, has been starting a row of policy programs and strengthening demand there.
Is this sense of being rivals predominant between China and the US, or isn't there also a sense that they are fundamentally in the same boat as far as the global economy is concerned?
In the very end, they both know that they are sitting in the same boat. Yeah, but China is not a status quo power. China is the power which intends to increase its role in global society. And therefore, there is a very strong competitive juxtaposition between China and the United States, much stronger than between China and the European Union, which China regards only as a second-degree partner in the global arena. So the competition is on between China and the United States.